Greece is facing the circus of a crisis. Mercy and justice feature equally in a unique message to inmates. And in Kenya, sometimes what's always worked needs some reworking. Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are lots of blaring headlines predicting what's going to happen to Greece next. Words like Grexit, contagion, and catastrophe are being used. So yeah, it's bad. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says the reality is we need to pray for a quick resolution.
Until there is an agreement and there is more clarity on how the banks are going to function, anything that everybody says is mere speculation.
What's not guesswork is the impact of the spiral down the supply chain. The longer the banks are closed, the longer it's going to take to recover.
Under the best case scenario, let's say there is an agreement tonight, it's going to be years before things recover from where we started back in January.
How is this hitting AMG? Their hospital's still functioning, and so are their Logos bookstores. Staffers were paid for this month before the banks closed. Even though the market's dead right now, the thirst for hope is alive.
They are coming into new services, and we do have wonderful opportunities to engage them in discussion and to share with them about Jesus and how that is the answer to everyone's problem.
He's the answer to persecution, too. Sunday evening, July 5th, a motorized rickshaw pulled up to the Redeemed Christians Church of God in Nigeria. The driver, a suicide bomber for Boko Haram. Disguised as a worshiper, the woman entered the church. The resulting blast killed the pastor and four members of the congregation. Although authorities claim it was a male bomber, witnesses insist it was a woman. Open Doors USA is asking us to pray for the families of the victims. Find more at our website. This is Mission Network News. Nigeria's terror group Boko Haram has been busy lately, but so has the Lord. Amy Cotton of Christian Aid Mission.
There are members of Boko Haram who have heard the gospel through these very brave ministry workers, and they've seen their need to repent and put their faith in Christ.
Hundreds of people across five states have died at the hands of Boko Haram in the past 7 days. It's not an easy cross to bear for new converts.
So many of them are just struggling with forgiveness for the things that they've done, wanting to ask God to forgive them for the mass killings that they've been a part of.
Pray for Boko Haram converts as they grow in their knowledge of Christ. Ask the Lord to protect them and use them to accomplish His purpose.
Prayer is so powerful, and I think sometimes we don't give it its due.
Is there equal space for mercy and justice in the court of law? According to Crossroad Bible Institute, one U.S. judge thinks so. Judge Victoria Pratt practices procedural justice, which keeps the accused accountable while still respecting their dignity. CBI instructors do the same as they point inmates to the redemption possible only through Jesus Christ. You can deliver that message, too. Become an instructor by connecting with CBI at our website. And in Kenya, the traditional way of sharing the gospel isn't always the best way. Why? Wycliffe Bible Translators John Omani.
The people that we are ministering to are becoming very fast modern technology, and the people don't want to read a lot.
That's why Wycliffe is working with local musicians to share the truth.
We train them on how to compose songs based on the Word of God, so that it is the Word of God that people are hearing.
They're also partnering with Faith Comes by Hearing to provide audio Bibles. It's helping the truth spread like wildfire. Even transportation workers want to play it.
They are asking, can you supply the Word of God to us in an audio form so that when we are playing music, instead of playing the regular music, we can be playing the Word of God.
At our website, you can help Wycliffe provide audio Bibles. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, just call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up to receive our daily e-news blast, and it's free. Go to missionnews.org, click on the banner, fill out the information, and voila, you're all signed up. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.